Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. Got a lot of news today, some signings and some injuries. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Also, I'm sorry I wasn't able to upload. I think it was the last 2 days, I think. But there just hasn't been that much to talk about in the last couple days. First thing we're going to talk about, this happened on Saturday the 30th. The Packers agreed to rework the last year of Lane Taylor, his contract, freeing up about $3 million in 2020 cap space, and he is now due $1.5 million, including a $100,000 signing bonus. Speaking of the Packers have today signed 7th rounder Vernon Scott and 6th rounder Simon Stinpak to their rookie deals. The Packers are now officially a third of the way done signing their draft class. The Cardinals have signed former Chargers wide receiver Dylan Cantrell, who played for Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech, and it sounds like he might play tight end because he's 6'3", so he's a big guy. So I don't know. Maybe he plays tight end there. They do need a tight end, and they don't really need a receiver. I mean, they got Larry Fitzgerald and DeAndre Hopkins. So we'll see how that works out. The Jets signed their 5th-round choice, Bryce Hall. The cornerback signed his 4-year deal earlier today. The team still has to sign Mekhi Becton, Denzel Mims, Ashawn Davis, Jabri Zynga, LaMichael Pierne, James Morgan, Cameron Clark, and Braden Mann. So they have a lot of work to do regarding that kind of thing. Earlier today, the new Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III was involved in an off-the-field accident helping a friend move. He had a leg injury. He says he's okay, and the wound is not serious. But moving on to a more serious injury thing, kind of thing, the Clemson receiver Justin Ross will miss the 2020 season after a recent X-ray showed that he has congenital fusion in his spine. Ross will undergo surgery, and he's hopeful that by January he will be well enough to have to decide between declaring for the 2021 draft or returning for Clemson for another year. And David Sweeney says that the most frustrating part about the whole thing is that he feels perfectly fine and has not had that much pain at all. So it's sad for that to happen. I hope that the surgery is a great success, but that is going to do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will see you next time. Goodbye. Also, sorry for the super short episode. I don't know why this is so short. Maybe I was talking really fast. I don't know.